بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world, into this dunya, for a limited period of time. Literally, it is a few days, few months, few years, a short lifespan we have in this world. Nobody is going to remain forever and ever in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us and who has created the world, the skies, the heavens, the universe, Jannat, Jahannam, Allah has also explained to us clearly the maqsad of sending us into this world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and mankind except for my ibadat, my worship. And that is why one buzurg used to say that, oh Allah, I am asking you for zindagi. Ya Allah, may tujhse mangta hu zindagi. I'm asking you for life. Taake me karu teri bandagi. So I can make your bandagi. I can make your ibadat. That is the maqsad. Short lifetime we have, lifespan. And we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every second of our life in this world is absolutely valuable. It is precious. There is no time to waste. There is no hours to waste. There is no minutes to waste. There is no second to waste. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that that banda who in this world he gains the muhabbat of Allah, he gains the dawlat, the wealth of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has made the bandagi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly, has valued and treasured every moment, and he has spent it in the obedience of Allah, in the raza mandi of Allah, and he has gained the pleasure of Allah and the happiness of Allah, then for this person, the entire world then becomes zero, nothing. Why? Because he's got Allah with him. Every other thing besides Allah means nothing to him. It has no value. He has gained the marifat of Allah. And that is what our object is, to gain the marifat of Allah by making the ibadat of Allah, gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qurb of Allah. If a person who has all the material things in this world, he lives in this world, but he fails to gain the marifat of Allah, the happiness of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, the qurb of Allah, then he has gained nothing, he has lost everything. The converse, a person just had a little bit of dunya. He had a difficult life as far as material things of this world is concerned, but he gained the marifat of Allah. He gained the pleasure of Allah. Then he is successful. That is why Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi used to be so worried. Fikarmand, gham. And he should say, Malum nahi hai ke kal qiyamat ke din Ashraf Ali ka kya hal banega. I don't know what's going to happen to Ashraf Ali, referring to himself, Qiyamadi, what will be my plight, my condition? So that person who gains the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine on that day when Allah says, Uhillu alaykum ridwani, fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. The hadith is long, that in Jannat, when Allah gives the people of Jannat all the bounties of Jannat, and Allah will say, is anything that I still... I need to give you one more thing. Various narrations have been mentioned. This particular narration, the servants, the bandas of Allah, the inmates of Jannah, say, Allah, you have given us everything. Allah says, Uhillu alaykum ridwani. I am declaring, announcing my happiness, my raza mandi, my pleasure. I will never ever become angry with you. Always I will be happy. Dhalika huwa al-fawzul azim. That is the true success. When Allah... Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi. Real Arif Billah he was. He used to say, that do not attach value and importance to yourself on account of your personality, your degrees, your profession, your wealth, your material possessions, the glory, the name, the fame you have, people making salam to you, hundreds of people saluting you, you got thousands of muridin. All this is nothing. Don't attach importance and value to yourself for these things. A slave in this world, a slave. 1,000 other slaves can salute him and make salam to him and hurl praises upon him. But it means nothing for him until and unless his Malik, his master declares to him and says to him, I am happy with you. Then only he can be happy. Then only value is attached to him. Otherwise it's nothing. So only when Allah declares his happiness upon us, then there is something to be proud about. Then is something to be happy. Otherwise, the things of this world, whatever title we may have, people will call you Hazrat, they'll call you Sheikh, they'll call you Buzurg, call you Wali of Allah, whatever it may be. Whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, you're a teacher, a businessman, whatever you may be, it means nothing, absolutely nothing, if you do not have the marifat of Allah, the pleasure of Allah. Jab Allah razi ban jaye, when Allah says I am happy, then is something to be happy about. Allama Sayyid Suleiman Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi, such a great buzurg, he was an alim. What did he say? We have heard this so many times. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ki hum kaise rahe. In this world we live like this, like that, with titles. Many, many degrees attached to our name. Many, many alqab we have. Pamphlets made. Hazrat, damat barakatuhum, ila akhiri. So many things. People salute us. People praise us. Whether we live like this or that, it means nothing. Waha, waha, akhirat, qiyamat ki din. We have to see what is our condition. So respected brothers and elders, every second of our life, every second of our life, we have to be spending it in the obedience of Allah. Not a second of our life must be in the disobedience, in the masiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has to plead to a fish in the sea, hey machli, oh fish, just lend me a few seconds of your time and come out of the water. Give me a few seconds. Just 2 or 3 seconds. Just leave your water, your home, and just come out of the water. The fish will say, Pani meri zindagi hai. This is my life, this is my home, this is my abode. I cannot spare even 1 second. I'm so sorry. This is my hayat, this is my life. Like this mashayikh, rahmatullahi alayhim ajma'in, say, our life, the life of a believer, should be like a fish in the sea. How? In the marifat of Allah, in the dhikr of Allah, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 1 second it must not be out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not 1 second in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our zindagi. Otherwise it is our maut. Tera dhikr hai meri zindagi. Tera bolna hai mera maut. Your dhikr, taking your name, Allah, Allah. This is my life. Without this, ya Allah, I'm dead. I'm finished. So respected brothers and elders, the message is very short. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq first and all of us to become true dhakireens, true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill the bandagi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our ability. We are weak. Allah Ta'ala knows our weaknesses. But we have to strive for the best. We have to strive for the ultimate. That is, every second spend it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even our eating, in the obedience of Allah. Our resting must be in the obedience of Allah. Our comfort, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghaflat must not come into our lives. Masiyat must not come into our lives. Then, and only then, we get that sukoon like the fish in the sea. Allah bidhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. The moment the fish is out of the sea, in Urdu sea, tarabta hai. It begins to tremble, shake, shiver. It is, once go back into the sea. Like that, a mu'min, when he's taken out of the environment of the ita'at of Allah, he becomes bechain, restless. His heart is putting him back into the environment of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq, of fulfilling the maqsad of our hayat in this life. May Allah give us that hayat, that life, which is in the accordance of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں ہم بیمار ہیں یا اللہ فقیر ہیں یا اللہ محتاج ہے یا اللہ تو غنی ہے تو سمد ہے یا اللہ یو ڈونٹ ریکوائر اینی پرسن یا اللہ یو ڈونٹ ریکوائر اینی تھنگ مائی اللہ یو آر انڈیپینڈنٹ مائی اللہ یو آر غنی یو آر حمید مائی اللہ یو آر سمد یو آر بے نیاز مائی اللہ يا الله يو افسد يا ايها الناس انتم الفقراء الى الله والله هو الغني الحميد يا الله ہم بھکاری ہیں يا الله we are beggars my Allah we need you every second of our life يا الله يا الله we need you for our dunya we need you for our akhirat my Allah يا الله without you we are finished my Allah يا الله you are the only pillar we have my Allah you are the only pillar of support we have my Allah یا اللہ تو رحم فرما کرم کا معاملہ فرما یا اللہ make us have توکل upon you my Allah give us a strong yaqeen strong iman my Allah make us live with iman make us die with iman raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman don't take away this ni'mat of iman my Allah ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب یا اللہ give us توفیق of the اعمال صالحة Every second of our life, every breath of our life we take, my Allah, make it be in your ita'at, my Allah, in your raza mandi, my Allah.
Don't make us live a life of ma'asiyat and dhunub, Ya Allah, and disobedience, May Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma. Karam ka mamla farma. Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi' al-Maghfira. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها Every single sin we have committed, my Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Make us ma'af, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. If we have done wrong to people, Ya Allah, help us to make amends, my Allah. Ya Allah, the rights of yours that we have violated, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, give us himmat and courage to refrain from all those things that you have made haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us follow the sunnah of Nabi Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless all of us, especially these brothers who have raised their hands now, and our mothers and sisters and others at home over listening over the receivers, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, my Allah, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, ya marifat, ya qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, give us sihat, ya Allah, give us halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our rizq come to us with ease, my Allah. Make it be halal and wholesome and tayyib, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasireen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. So many are sick, so many requested dua, some are going through difficulties, Ya Allah, and heart problems, my Allah. Some have got cancer, my Allah. Some have got stroke, my Allah. Different diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands only, my Allah. You are a shafi, my Allah. Grant them complete shifa. All the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Give us a good maut. Maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril in jannatul baqee, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us in the Jannah without any reckoning. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, if our parents are living, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your mercy upon them. Help us to fulfill their rights, Ya Allah. Make us become the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. If they've left this world, grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. We are well aware of different needs that we have, Ya Allah. We have raised our hands begging only from you, my Allah. There is no other person who can answer us besides you. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inna kunna min al-zalimin. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hamm, mujib da'wati al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك لا إله إلا الله الحليم العظيم لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش الكريم Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, use us with the khidmat of your deen, with ikhlas and maqbuliyat, Ya Allah. Protect us from riya and ostentation and show, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from making any slip, my Allah. Protect us from all types of fitna and fasad. Make us become hadeen, mahdiyeen. Don't make us become dhalin, mudilleen. Ya Allah, make the ummah see, Ya Allah. That Islam is a peace-loving religion, Ya Allah. It is a religion, it is a deen of peace and muhabbat, Ya Allah. It is not a religion that breeds and teaches terrorism, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of displaying good a'mal, Ya Allah, good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the difficulties the ummah is going through, Ya Allah, different parts of the world, remove the difficulties. With this drought taking place, Ya Allah, you send abundant rain, my beneficial rain, Ya Allah. Those who have got no homes, grant them homes. Those who have got no jobs, Ya Allah, give them jobs, Ya Allah. Those who are so many youngsters, Ya Allah, waiting to get a marriage proposal, Ya Allah, suitable partners, my Allah. You grant them suitable partners, protect them from a life of zina, my Allah. Give them chastity, my Allah. Give them iffat, my Allah. Protect them from drugs, my Allah. Protect them from haram, my Allah. Protect all of us from zina and from riba. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين